Famous Shipwrecks, page 190. The Mary Rose. The Mary Rose was a Tudor warship. Built between 1509 and 1511, she was described at the time as the fairest flower of all the ships that ever sailed. The Mary Rose was the first ship to have guns along the sides in gun ports, and she was the pride of the English fleet. On the 19th of July, 1545, King Henry VIII went to the south coast of England to proudly watch the Mary Rose sail into battle against the French. His joy did not last long. The ship, after 33 years in service, had hardly set sail when she sank. It is not really clear what happened, but some say that a squall or gust of wind blew it low in the water, allowing water to enter the gun ports. There were 700 crew members on board and at least 90 heavy guns on deck. Some experts believe that there were too many crew on board and that this, coupled with the heavy guns, made the ship unstable. Less than 40 crew members survived. After sinking, the Mary Rose settled into silt or sand on the seabed. This helped keep the wreck intact. In the 1960s, the first real effort was made by a historian named Alexander McKee to locate and study the wreck. After its discovery and many dives to study it, a decision was eventually made to salvage or recover the wreck. It was a delicate operation as the ship had lain beneath the waves for over 400 years. Finally, watched by nearly 60 million viewers on live television, the Mary Rose was lifted to the surface in 1982. Many years were then spent treating and drying out the sodden timbers of the ship. It was finally put on view to visitors in the Mary Rose Museum in Portsmouth's historic dockyard, where it can be seen today.